Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 29th of the third, tonight is the 29th of the fifth month, 2025. It is a Thursday evening and the time is 22:03. My name is the Matriarch and I am your host for this evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, we have these little minions called children, and we have most now responsibilities and duties towards them that we are supposed to achieve or we are supposed to carry out during our lifetime. And part of the duties that we have to carry out is advising our children and looking after them and making sure that they are in a good state in one way or another, whether it's financially, actually not one way or another, in all ways or nothing, because that is what a parent is supposed to be, right? A parent is supposed to be somebody that's like an umbrella. They must be the doctor, the best friend, the advisor, the teacher, the principal, everything. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, right? Everybody goes through puberty. Puberty. Now, my question for tonight is, whose responsibility is it to teach our children about their bodies? Whose responsibility is it to teach our children about what is going to happen to their bodies? What is happening to their bodies? When it happens and how to handle it? And maybe, just maybe, right? We can also address an elephant in the room. I was speaking with one of my colleagues this afternoon, right? And I was thinking about a conversation, and he's a very funny guy. He's actually quite a funny guy, but I don't think he really messes with those funny things. He's more about money, economy, stability, you know, genocide. Yeah, he's more about that. So I asked him, what do you think I should talk about today? And he said that one of his friends got her period when she was younger, right? And she hid her period for 5 months. Now, my question would be, why? Why would you hide your period? And also, why would people put you in a position of wanting you to hide your period? And also, how much did she know about periods? So, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Today, we are asking the question of responsibility. Whose responsibility is it to teach us about our bodies? Who is supposed to guide us through life when it comes to our bodies? Because if we are looking at our bodies, right, a lot happens, guys. A lot happens. And I feel like everybody just assumes that if you have gone to school, you must know what's going to happen to you. If you have been around others, you must know what's going to happen to you. And also, if you have parents, you must know what's going to happen to you. If you have teachers, you must know what's going to happen to you. If you know anybody in the world, you must know what's going to happen to you. That is the assumption that I have, because I feel like everybody assumes somebody else told you about it. I feel like everybody assumes that somebody must have told you about safe sex. Somebody must have told you about periods. Somebody must have told you about wet dreams. Somebody must have told you about your beard cracking. Not even your beard cracking, your beard coming in. Somebody must have told you about your Adam's apple. Somebody must have told you about your chest hair. Somebody must have told you. But now I'm asking, whose responsibility is it? Who is supposed to be responsible of telling us? Because even us at this, our big age, ne? I can promise you. Let me tell you a fun fact, right? It might not be fun. It might be gory and gruesome to some, but fun fact. I am in the beauty industry, or in the self-care industry, in the wellness industry, which is also beauty and cosmetology, right? I can tell you that on an average a month, right? Even if the client was here last month, or the client was there the other month, right? I can guarantee you that in a month, on an average, I've got at least 16 to 20 cancellations of wax. Now, if you know anything about wax, that is basically removing of hair in intimate areas. Or not just in intimate areas, but the one that I'm talking about is intimate areas. So it is the Hollywood, it's the Brazilian, it is the landing strip, it is everything to do with the lady parts. Now, if I'm having cancellations of 20 people in a month, right? What must be their reason? It shocks me that after so many years of having something like menstruation, right? People still get surprised by them. So the client will call 20 minutes or an hour before the appointment and say, I can't come in today. And I'm like, yo, but why? Because I got my period. And I'm looking at them like, but are you not 39? Or are you not 22? Are you not 27? How come you don't understand your cycle? How come you don't know when your periods are coming in? Because if you have been chilling with something for 2 decades, you ought to know, right? You ought to know when these things are coming. They happen like clockwork every single month. They happen like clockwork. Why is it that you don't know when they're supposed to be coming? And some clients say things like, yeah, but my periods are irregular. No matter how irregular they are, even in the even in the way that they are irregular, or even in their but it's the one I want to use. Aha. Even if they're inconsistent. Yeah. Look at the English. Even if your periods are inconsistent, right? The inconsistency is a pattern on its own. So if you can't track consistency, how about you track inconsistency to find a way of finding consistency within the inconsistency? You understand what I mean. And now this is frustrating for a small business now. This is frustrating, and everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. Eh? After all these many years, eh? You don't know when your period is coming. And why is it catching you off guard? Because now it's a financial loss, right? To those that are supposed to be waxing the pum pum. It's a financial loss, and everybody is now mad because there's a whole hour that is not going to be attended to because you got your period and you didn't count it. And I think that we have to go back. We have to go back to either the PE teachers. It's either the PE teachers, the life skills teachers, or the parents, or somebody has to be accountable for this mess that we are in as grown-ups right now, because I don't think that it is intentional. I don't think that people are intentionally missing, right, services that they have paid for because they want to. Because nobody wants to lose money like that. So whose fault is it that we don't know that when we hit a certain age, our periods become inconsistent, and when they become inconsistent, this is how we should count and this is how we should do it. And also there's a thing called menopause that's going to come in. What does menopause feel like? The only thing I know about menopause is that there are hella hot flashes there where you feel hot, hot, hot like an oven, and then it comes. Whether it's winter, summer, or spring, or autumn, the hot flashes, they come. That's all I know about menopause. But in all honesty, even if I were to be asked, when does your lineage, or when does the women in your family become go into menopause, right? I can tell you at this, my big age, that I have no idea. At all. And this is a conversation that never comes up. It's always a question of, it's always a conversation around, oh, kwata mikuku kosha. And I don't know now, like, I feel like our Wambo people, the names that you give things, name, for a generation that is moving towards English more, I think it is a little misleading. And also it is a little, when it comes to the direct translation there, so if you say, okwata mikuku kosha, right? And omathimbo. Omathimbo is times, the times. You're like, what? If you had to translate it, say now your newly teened daughter does not understand Oshindonga, and you have to explain from your Oshindonga knowledge, right, what is going to be happening to this child's body. Do you say that, oh, you have started washing now, eh? Or you have started your times now? Like, what are times? And what do you mean I'm washing? Like, you know, but anyways, to each their own. So what happens? Do we as parents, as guardians, as older sisters, as older brothers, even as people that are in a society with the girl child, do we actually know how to explain what is happening to the girl child's body or the boy child's body? Or is it just one of those unspoken laws and unspoken words that we think somebody is supposed to know? Because, right, if you can ask me, when I started my period, I'm telling you, I got my period education from school. I got it from a teacher called Miss Romais, and she was our PE teacher. And at the time, I think we were in grade 6. I was like one of those late bloomers. I went to get my period, like, I think in grade 7. Okay, it's not late bloomer now that I think of it. I always used to think I was a late bloomer because everybody in my class had periods. Like, the pressure is so high, guys, that you even have to pretend like you have periods. Like, hey, to be a child is intense, guys. If you have to pretend to be menstruating, eh? Like, you have to pretend like you're also part of the big girls and you're not left behind. How? As if it's something that is going to be amazing. If I knew that adulting means you have to wear a bra every single day of your life forever, I would have enjoyed those years without a bra. But nobody really tells you about it. Nobody tells you about the body. Nobody tells you how uncomfortable the body is. Nobody tells you that the boobs also get heavy. Nobody, like, everybody just pretends as if it's this great thing that's going to happen to you, and you're going to become an adult, and it's going to be amazing, and you're going to go to parties, and you're going to stay out all night and watch TV till the next day and eat whatever you want. It seems like adulting is this party, or this never-ending party that they sold us, and then we got here, and then it's just a trap. It's just a trap. It's just pain after pain after pain. It's just terrible. And then now, if you have one of those periods where there are cramps and there are clots and there are what, right? They just kind of give you painkillers through it. But nobody explains what's happening. Nobody explains what's happening to your boobs. And also, nobody explains that the boobs come and then they go. Like, how? Like, they show up and then they disappear. Like, bruh, I already got a bra for these babies, and now you're telling me that now I'm officially bare-chested again. I've been bare-chested the whole time, and then they popped up, and then I got a bra, and now they're going back inside. Like, how? Nobody talks about it. But I want to understand why we don't talk about it. My daughter, Natasha, she's grade 3. I think that she's going to be one of those kids that is like first in those body things. I feel like she's not going to be like a late bloomer. She's going to be like first. I feel like by next of next year, then she's going to be like in getting her period, and that's going to be like grade 5. I feel like she's, her body is fast, you know? And right, I'm ashamed to say that I am hella uncomfortable. I am pretending like I cannot see those breasts coming up, guys. I am pretending like I cannot see them. And I don't know why I am pretending like I cannot see them, my God. Because I am queen mother of the tribe. I'm supposed to be most now the motivator, the one that's talking about it, and, right? But, oh, the way I'm pretending like I cannot see anything. Is it because I'm a black woman? I don't know. I think it's maybe because also, like, when my, I don't know how to handle it. I just found myself there. I found myself there with breasts. That's it. I don't remember ever having a conversation about my body. Like in any way. Like even when I got my periods, nothing. I had no conversation whatsoever. And right now, I feel like I am following into the footsteps, right? Of my ancestors and the parents before me and everybody. I feel like I'm diving into that life and it's involuntary. It is really just out of discomfort. So now my daughter is walking around with these new ngumuturus on the chest, right? Like, so you know what a ngumuturu is. It's like ontumpi. Like, that's what she's walking around with. And for the life of me, I'm just telling her, wear a t-shirt under that t-shirt. Why? Like, no, it looks nicer. Under the uniform, wear this vest, ne? I'm like, how? Like, but why am I not talking about it? I don't know. And then people are noticing. And then I get so angry when people notice it because I feel like it's body shaming. Like, don't notice the child's body. The child is a child, you know? And, oh, shit, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Like, good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Tatuku. We're talking about the Dinash country.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it now. Oh.
Eno.
Yes. Now. Long time.
Very long. How are you?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm boring here, man. But you know, I listen only Eager FM. I listen to your topic.
Ne?
Yeah.
Who told you about your body in your family?
Kutia.
Ah, machame no mbenzi, eh? Eh. Shawa thiki pa umvurandi, no? Oto ningine, ungu muturu, koma unji. Oto ningine, omafufu kohio kwapa, na mpeaka. Noho, ewilo, etalika lunduru kangangika. Nde toka kara nashito penduka, toka kara ontu, wafa ontu, ahagu kastama ngangi. Who told you?
You.
Yeah.
Οπού πες πω τώρα αντέχω κέφση, που κέφση, 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 γιατί ο κατάρε, πες φούλη είναι από μοκαμπή αίμα, ο καν τούμπα, ούτε κουτιανά, ο κομφόρταμπο. Μαρα καπού να μου κουρομπέρα. Μαρα όπου να είναι ούμε είναι εγκασία μου, αμώ χάτι, να, αι. Πέτω, αι, δότε, δεν το κοπόρα να επέισε.
Σα βρε πολύ έκουτσα, ο κουκοπορώσικε.
Δεν ο νουτάστη, το κοπόρα ναι, παίζε. Ο νουτή είπε, αι, το αντικοπόρα σήκω, όσο το κουγκάνω. Ο νουτή και ο βίτε κοκά. Πέσαρον μα και, αι, ο το κοκό ναι, παίζε. Γεια. Δεν ο σου αμπογό, ο το πόπι.
Μαρά ναι, παίζε. Ο ποντού βέκο.
Ο πόνο ουβέκο.
Μαρα ο μόρας και του λίγα ο μαν.
Ε.
Ο μόρας και του λίγα ο ε.
Εσύ το.
Αε, τσενέ μπατού ετενέον του τα κοπολάγκα. Ο μωράς εκεί το μου ήθελα να ακούσα, αε, να σκάνω σήμα τη βάζε. Ον δύο τεγκά, ο μπαθά τα ιά μου. Ούνο να ουμάτι, όσο ναι, όλου του δαό, αδειλούν του λουκάγκη. Νέγκε παμουά του τι, όσοι μας, ονο του να κουσιρόγκου, αλλά κοσκόρα με εμπινά του σιπότσα. Τα
κοσκόρα, κοσιρόγκου, Κοσκόρο, γασιό, ο μεμί.
Ναι.
Ακαδόν, ο Χάλον, γουέι και.
Ο Μασίμ.
Ο Μασίμ. Ο Τιάε, γουάκα μόνα, ναι. Όσο τον Νοτάγκο, χάτα με γη και τέον τη σου, ουγγούρ μου του. Ον λογιτά μόνο, ναι, κουτιά. Ο Νογκούρ μου του, μα κούγκα, χιτά, κατσένα, αγκαθά. Απέανε. Ον λογκούνο αταμεκανά μας συμβουέρι. Για, γιόντον λέει τα λογκόνα ανοκουτιά, γέγκο όικι χάγκα ουλίγκα χά, γιατί περισσέχινο από μπουκάρενα ουνιμά ουλί και μοκάντια του. Σημαίνει για σήτη άμεγκο δέα, όχο καμόνε και βάφου.
Οσήμα σωνονέ, ο χασία λουρουα νάνι.
Χασία λουρουα.
Δεν σύρι, νο πομβούρα δαλέμπα. Ο παιδάρα σάδαν σου μπαρι δίλιλ.
Ο άμονα νομπάχα χαλόγγι του πέραμπουια κουτιάνου ότο κερίρο μαζί μου.
Birth control.
Να καμόκα κυριανή, καμόκα μπλου, καμόκα yellow. Για ουνιμάνε εμπονό. Ο κουκόνε ήταν ανώ after morning. Ο κουκόνε ήταν κουφάτα. Ήταν καστικά μα που τυρίγανε. Yo tatara ne kutia. Ay, hinda sika ne puti ya ne natangu inandi taneka. Ushipa siki. Ye natangu otasikire. Hinda kasika na puti gani. Gopa ya ra nonu. Pote izimbura kutia ya oku okamboboka boka iramu. Ke nari matapataka. Mange naka iramu ohaka shindene. Masu kuja, oh masu kai katan, hita meke alimo 20. Haa shenje, haburu ku shenje.
Maro morashi ki antu ya popi. Omorashi ki to buru kutaro, okana kweko kakadona, keli muyande to lombole kucha saima, akadona ne, shita koko, ohaya ningingi. Omorashi ki, shashino nangae ne, oshima tashingengenje moku potoshi. Like, oh, tashinyenge nja, ngae nguandi popike hezi kuko radio, ukuchana tupoteni. Ngae na ngae maetu. Muno mwaje. Enungu muturu. Enungu muturu ndeo shirika runga kanyo ndafaki uwete. Ndafaki uwete. Oh.
Paise ni wafe, paifu wafe ikirto kombo konje, nende ugo
Ehernu angae ngwa, onda faa kiu wete. Osho nendi pula kucha, otopika jino, natu ipote nyara, pamwe otuliko eji. Shashino ne, ungu muturu ne, onda faa kiu wete. Shawa popi wane, onga ishe andi geko.
Yeah.
Kuchi nampozo kana.
Okano keno kupopi wa ige shashi. Kuchia, ose opuno matindi shi. Ο Ματίνε είναι ακούτητε, ακόπολα. Ο κόπο μου που πού να έμπιθω, μάγκα είναι άμα μου κατοίκω και εγώ. Kucha moimane munoe uli paise moshikuni no sha Eden.
Mm.
Otoka hangane muimamu ne moshi.
Mm-hmm.
E moshi zonu ino zibu isaka.
Yeah.
Iha zidi anu.
Mm-hmm.
Mara ashike hinchi limo njiro shoshi kucha. Ipata nawa.
Mm.
Ipata nawa e moshi zono. Heike tozi ipatele nawa.
Awa mbo mholo metafo. Kui kwata na wangie ngini ne.
Kui kwata na wane. Wete kuchonga iti.
Mm-hmm.
Kui kwata na wanga shi unwa ahihase mane kakuru.
Yeah.
Unu shi wete kutapa ifokunu uburu mutu.
Mm-hmm.
Na unkuru nuke mwete weka.
Yeah.
Kashipa ifokunu embezi.
Mm-hmm.
Itoporo aisho ina... Umawire eno maandura sano, ino network, anogu yatu tingo network.
Hmm.
Kasi tipaife mumu o network, mumu eno bruto, so ini maihe apata sanai.
Yeah.
Paifu no haka rane ya mwana kucha, okay. Ukafa koka, akuru nubaife kia wetari.
Hmm.
Sose na etopu pikucha, maeni, umuna anga onerimo,
mm-hmm.
enangu uguru muturu, Oto tine mpeto nee, shi uete tea neo magunjipo nuronga o. Oto uliki wakutia, eshi tuari ulike kutia. Paifo oto ende nee tokoko.
Mara ushu na mozu.
Hmm?
Mbuno watangwa ushu na mozu, ndatege ya mbu yuti yari.
Oh, ae. Aushu na ne?
Aushu na, mbuno watangwa haushu na.
Hmm.
Eee, pifo ndatege ya mbu yuti yari. Opoti pote.
Aye, wete...
Ande tina mani.
Tara, wete kutoto mwende nga iti?
Onto kana, onto elimo grade 3.
Osho nanditi?
Aha.
Wete kutoto mwende nga iti?
Mm-hmm. Andia, let's quickly go for a break at the Nash Country. Hold the line for me, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Nash Country. Hey. Yeah.
Yes.
Ay.
Otu utoto muendenga ipi.
Hmm.
Okuno voranga.
Kuna hetatu?
Kuna hetatu. Ah, natango nshona.
Oshone tanditu kucha. Natutalela huyaka onto nshona nai.
Ay. Okucha ike inatango ka kenoma uruka kuna ike okukuza.
Yeah.
Kuna ike okukuza natango enduke ka muna ka.
Oshisha, ondatekele ne, ushune, shawashuna, mbuya taukea, one tatukantumba ne, tse tatuningineno kamanga.
Cheke, omona nde, kwa wanifa, uka po, po 14 na 15.
14 okokule. Shange yangu eno, fotino kukule, shange yangu, shangu muturo yangu upuketa tu, pon longo non longo na imwe, watu zaroka mango mathimbo na goge.
Ae, otapi kumbwa na wangi chidi shashi na don mapaikina.
Mm-hmm.
Otapuru kukapukura ngoka anaka kucha, oh, nani polishe, unu waninga 10, 11, Tuarufa, sara kucha no mawele no mando sa no aisho po hasik ata mekele na nima.
Yeah.
Kuteke hichiri mojira ngwe nitira shiri ai mwesa manga mpoka weze.
Mm-hmm.
Okashona ike nga ku. Sheiko entaro atare rike huwa fike kumwechi.
Oh,
na. Ishi nga, ishi amona neta shiketako.
Mm-hmm.
Opone ito mtoke mkwate ya nekucha. Oh, kwete ndara kurandero kamanga man.
Yeah.
Wa ushi nga kucha nyandi tunda andi kurandero kamanga. Mwa sike.
Opunane ya kwa nezima mbono yeho ekwitete kini ma? Yehwe kuite teki ni ma yewe tarantora like wote kucha andumbe hayota putu zoka na koe yota tamekeneta aturamo o idea mo nte goka na koe ndishi kucha aye pefu wapumbo kamanga pefu wapumbo kamanga pefu aye okana take hey mami ndapumbo anu oka manga ndati inopumbo kamangu ni mambo mawui awui oh otaka kazapo ndati oh, aye when I to tell it to your chips.
Yeah. Oh, what's she
doing? Oh, there, yeah. Kukarong kuruntu nani? Na kuruntu ya to shinani na poti ni mambino ne, ini mambino yidhi kukupota man. Just noticing somebody else's body changing. Amati huwepo shashino, amati unene, o wapungu andora kuya rompera orolon uno na umacha unika ino mono igunda oh uno na umati
wote kutongi ni osa andi rompera na umanja diti ye kuno orolon wame umpapa zengirango ngozi
asa blif shashino
tuwa wamona kununi mao koma simbo
Dengo
ngozi opondi kusiroshi.
Pono tunakuningo planampo. Nando atu stapa mpono tunakuningo planampo.
Na ndedi kandi no shimaru etimbo tu unjo no.
Shiri.
Ondi no kukakua konumu kutuankwepe. Oh, tulirange kutoka seleha no. Omwanga karambi ukashike pengeo. Gae, omwezi shawusi. Gandhi kutumino shimaru.
Andi galu la shimaru asho
Andi ke shinda ambora ne. Nando 120 o ili na. Iya.
Iya.
Iya. Ngao otopasero onu upakare euviteko. O sheri no upasera onotakari keri mu. Yaka di mon nene. Nasio uno na hambu hawi ke sekondere hono. Uno kun longi kidi rarera u nimani mbono e u boko masimbo.
We ton longo e ne kuja haene ongereka haego kukarata topora topoli ni maya ije ondu aranderu pakete o u jon longo nuyali de mokatimuya ota dengere nje kucha kunasha e. No.
Ningawaninga kuko shike.
Eh.
O shike ke shwene, ae, ni maonga wapo ulongitha na.
Eh. We ulongitha na je? Shashi, natsa tu nyangandishi?
Una, anohaa arura, shashi ne kucha, anohaa arura kucha. Unungote mpoka upakete mbunu uruyari. O shara kucha, emezi zirine.
Nenge mbari nenge mbari ngane ngeri ni moya pia gana ya kereketa mbari ngane
ya chashi kutia no masiku ngumwe
ngumwe gata no ngumwe gata tu
ngumwe gata tu ngumwe ga ngumwe ga haman ya ngege ya pia gana ne
ya
moto kamona ne mokati na tango uyo mokati upiko amana Nata umokati oto tameki.
Oh, what?
Oshi mahinda andishitonde meheo.
Tofejenga. Tofejenga.
Noi.
Ay, no, man.
What? Eshi todio piaga na naiman.
Yes. Noi. Mara, oshi na uwani swashetu sha varine. Kukata turongwe okupota ini maacha ngeipuno na nesimbo unatuwe tene esimbo kucha olafika
hae shashuwe tenga soto pika njino ya kumba tai sako kukunando koma rungura nga utane simbo limano hatara koma rungura no keti kitoko Unene tiki toko eriwe ko komesho no ko online bahui.
Ya
kucha pongati atuka popia shinasha no na agunjuka.
Iya.
Agunjuka mwakwaterwa amati na akazo na ike puo.
Iya.
Akurunu na apa turulera dio zao na ama unguru kingegwe ngupu na umwe noka epa. Ya na tabu na pake ne koka epaho.
Iya.
Maro ni mono topika nyono ea pumbwa tai
tai kwa attention na.
E simbo na ndo yo yongula.
Mm.
E simbo yongula.
Mm.
Kutameka nga nukia penduka mea. Nenge iza po mwiha, nenge po tuwaru famea, nenge zibuka nare.
Yeah.
Po undete kuja, kutameka ne po tuwaru fakuka po kumbari non datu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imono anu undete kuja mea manguru. Nenge iza po 7 up to 9.
Mm.
Ano shi edine umbo ni. Mm-hmm. Ya pake na kumbo. Kwa toka ndishi.
Yeah.
Po 7 up to 9 na yotopi kwa taihuru.
Ya, yeah, atu shitaranga mwikenda kuja atu shirongo mongini.
Mhm. Ya. Sasa kasi pe pingino. Uno na umwa kosa.
Ah, uno nina ukosa tate nash country. Ombu zinzono. Uno na uno nina ukosa. Oh.
Kako faka, sasa tate ko weekend.
Ehe, shashongura ka kunoskora no uno no apenduka.
Mhm.
Mhm, a long weekend.
Esa pumane, shinungwe before mangu uno na.
Ina ushuna kuskora.
Naushu nako skola manga ulipo maumu.
Yeah.
E, atu paiki mwe to tunge ngano shinyara kutana. Shikankiri,
mm-hmm.
Pamu hapu mbogwe ne toka, atuka communicator noe.
Yeah.
Ujae, kuna onu, na shikankiri ya haranga kuanja ekumuliro kuunona.
Mm-hmm.
Ukale nga wakotoka.
Yeah.
Kuunona mbuta wiko skola.
Mm-hmm.
Opo tukerele inima uku sharinga.
Mm-hmm.
Unota zikuwa rongi kidwa, ndiro masukike ya tatu ya ne uinima wakapu.
Yeah.
Kata upukukushike.
Mm-hmm. Mm?
Anunakare ina oshike unono wa landiro anuukumba ke njata.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nukofa orera.
Nukofa orera orera.
Mm-hmm.
Nisabatewe mwakuni mawaka okashapitoti okashapina kakarekeli koheo ikasapi.
Mm-hmm. Problema ne, okutara ne unko ni tamo ni hura ya changao. Shidi una ino. Unko ni tako shituta. Manga una.
Ae, ukutike pukuna, upuna nandie punga nepo, nandie po foto pikatu zipokashona. Upuna unka rombuno ndandi, onda ile ko shike. Onda ile ko kahao. Mm. Ndeye ko kahao onda da mo ketsi muna uno no skora wa una o makende o bir uno na ukazona
ohot
imano no onda harandi di shitule ni mo mi kaha yo polisi uno na shita uka ko skora na ukare ta ufubuli kwa monao. Eh?
Shiri. Ae mbono taunu obira atu haa kuchanga akwe po akwe tu.
Anota anu oe kastero waina.
Hmm.
Onda hala keshenge no o shike. Opige tukare tu kashishenge no kutie kolonyeko.
Yeah.
Utuwa hala na mibia likare lili na wa liaera.
Yeah.
Kucha onu keshike ngu taka yako skola.
Mm.
Otaga ponaro mpolisi eno kaima kukufuvuli samu.
Mm.
Pwelike pomwero.
Mm.
Puo. Opoike utunga demi ukorwe anutai moskola ya korwe.
Mm.
Yotaka ya kini maa ya leo ya pao. Mm. Yotai ki izenga nge taka
nge rasino
sahara. Taki ito noembe.
Mm.
Ya. Yeah. Ingu ne ngu taka azika ena alondeka ana skola hau tota ikaskepe teksu adika skepa.
Mm.
Dero na skola ngono upano marovu ene kende kucha ayo kukwa ne kende kilipo ba maiferende yoku uka koskora.
Mm.
Cheiko nma ya moskola ndo kwa korwa.
Mm.
Apubulifu amoku ne pereseda akutiko nongono na kuthini maya moskola na eke umbo.
Mm.
Aku nota zengere kucha na eke umbo kuwa kashi kwa nyano ni erandula sana ole mbuta karongo nwa koro
shiri
unushita karonga uta karongo nungu ya tako faiki
ya
you know na ukombu ina no mara uka komeho iketa upiti akwatiko au mwango kwali inaji wakwa unokutana maro ya turombenya unona tu kutya unato ikoskora kote ikoskora mara ino kapita poba inda kosi maru ombi no karando ju sawa ende to kama nomboro to ikoskora Ah, muna me ta koro shiri, mo shiri ke shwe nene. Nasu nene mune anu batai gete. Anu ene ke castor wine, ene ke curling break lead, ene ke u bruta ra nengu shikwane. Eh? Ya, ukute kondeshe eta pongane, o ombiri biri shando, daono nye otopika oe.
Ay, no iyo na. Uno na waskora ka na ngwa tau dengo kopi ubeti ngaka.
Usta u dengori biti nai.
Mhm.
Ano no he na no kende o arende no. O arende o shike ne. Oto iko skor.
Mhm. Shiri shiri.
Oma punya punya. Mhm. Andi da mono ka video ka penyano. Ko skor a penyano. Iri nga ko marungwa sopa ife mo.
Mhm.
Uno na ko watawara nga taiki. Tanti ka ushi mauli. Eh?
Mhm.
Nande nakuti anu wawa nite burono na heta tu maiserende. Bula kwa tike ukutameka ne ponongo na heta tu upongo nchoe tabu tameko kunyana uka ne mwa uka kui. Niha uka poshi, ha uka iki komesha. Na, anobo shwe, unele nga o shike anu o habili, jono. Oh, unono ta unu o habili na imani.
Yeah.
Mama na ngono tano habiri oti odie edinare me manje
Mitrega Elizabeth
Elizabeth
Mhm
Elizabeth mama na ngono na uno no skora to uno habiri one bo mama no tano habiri jono
eh
de ton londe ki ki mo hauto
eh
uno ku pururo makente
tanika
yeah
mo habiri da tura mwini mai mwiman
Kami kike robu fefere ke nutare ke nukuku.
Ukwefere?
Uhum.
Uhut.
Chasho wishiru inya awi imombizi.
Uhum.
Awi imombizi waluka tukuruka ne upiu inya paife onotokare ke oshiri. No kukosa ike kukosa ike kwe ne ne ike siku uriki nandopo imu. Wasa ike oruturu awika ike.
Uhum.
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 Amonde shimona kumkani kingamba tayari kipeba amano toti kio no hiri hii kike ma ende mati unkepe nda haratu zepo na wewe chini ndo ko kovenduk unungo no tazi kimo pata zi kimo nsiamu akwasasi yako kovenduk eh na kovenduke shapeshi tu ali ndi unapalo akuti au palo lokifla alo lokifla na dugu ingaga mwisi
Shishish.
Hmm?
Hmm.
Opuno shima, wakuti opuno shima, shino uwa, no ui.
No
ui. Ohabili nga shino makara enyanga haturwa. Tarano, kui makuturo shima shafoma gazi, wakuturo akutemwa, shima ashitemwa, ashimingo njiro, momu nyamu no mea, weteko. Hmm. Omea nengono ta ashituka ne, ota anjisa o wifi.
Hmm.
Eh? Poto po noto piti fie no koma uru no kui no koshiri. Ito kamona no mama kusamu ziko wisi. Poto te tokara uno kore dengao.
Mumea mbuya ne. Umasimboga mwia muturu mmea ne ya muturu ane omarovu.
Ya muturu ane omarovu?
Ya.
Tosu wete no hita zimono okwakorwa ke omadea zilo ya kairi po kutashiki ndasha keno nwenongo. Pesharo kwesti marua ngi ke nasa andi mtike nambe.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Kwa sote epangero ya pumbu kukara alishenje veta kucha. Na kwetu ni mambi yetu mbea tura andife nimbi no. Yako na akon wapeni.
Yeah.
Yako na akon wapeni. Tapeni kena me yako na akon mae. Ono tura andeko shiu. No maka ike oe nene maka ngango. Ngoe nene kinango, ukasekereta ho. Ukafane kwa no, ano mapavia zida ni ipute na si. Undu natango notani. Oh, she would have been. Iman, I stop, please.
Yeah.
I stop. My simple name, I know what you know, Gita no matter, I could eat that.
Oh.
Eh?
Okay.
Who was our no matter?
Aye.
Makako, you don't like it?
Hmm.
When we don't go out, though?
Yeah.
Makako, you don't like it. Mango, quati, ungo no go quasi give mono. The time was the wrong.
Hmm.
Marokoli had no matter punch.
Yeah.
Takari get on me, Kesuko, me, Kesuko, Ungono take it.
Hm.
Take Yako, you know, Maka, Kesia, Riga, Tatiko, oh, Diane, you know, Makana, or I hear a chicken.
Hm.
Uno chicken like.
Hm.
Hi, my machine, you know, Tatishi would tell of it. No, the man on Bohauko, a fair penable, but you could no kuno pena, Idimoske, Mosema, Nano Kaimoka had baby.
Mm. Opuna ne u vaping pipes anengushike. Uni mamwea una of flavor wafangai kaya but keshe kaya ka shashi ari kwame kwa ari aka chachero.
Tane.
Mm.
Okay. Otto ka toron you for shimashi chachero.
I'm going to go to the village.
Dono shiti irongo, ihara rakanene kutia, pai feshi no. Uetika no ta rambo dongiri, wenango to rambo dongiri. Tihoti no, on dongiri no maruna, pai sanga no deo mayo de tazim. Gango da kasamba, akutio da tunga kokuji. Daro kutia, gango aza no ta no habiri mo. Nenganutane whisker no shot to mo.
Yeah.
Poto tameketon, pushi kucha, my mamumu no one oasi. Hm? Come no one oasa.
Come no one oasa.
Totting a sapo veturino, but to popico radio, no kuri, nane to park in a majority and majority.
Hm.
O akuchi, oh. Aye, we no kafara could not talk to Kaidi now. Kafara kuna tatu kaidi na wa na tui pa iki nenga.
Shizi.
Ah, na tu shenge.
Mm.
Ah, uno no skora na u shenge. Na utare kucha. Kita u iano magunji posnuro.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ako pa isano ya koka. Na aku no pa isi ha simane kwa.
Yeah.
Unkuru no simane ka ike. Pakuputu kwa koe.
Mm-hmm.
Pakuteku wa koe.
Mm.
Utia nandonku nute kuningi te kumbaja ora te kuningi shike.
Mm.
Oe ture konte ke pepe kucha andi irongo shita.
Yeah.
Tene enda andi irongo dera andi pita andi kuna ma.
Mm-hmm.
Sa andi kazako ne andi ti meme. Nenge tate kuru nenge me kuru.
Yeah.
Tuari hopu kuru lanje.
Mm.
Undara ne nangwe o uri uwana wae mbuwa itopu kuru lanje. Mm. Uombu.
Yeah.
Oshondi irongo.
Mm.
So panduro mkupene. Yeah. So ti ombuto onjo. Pero tu waku na paife. Paife oto teane.
Yeah.
Mkupe ta teane. Nengo memewe ta tea. De before manga nga inoronga. Isimbe kuyutandi shopu na anu. Matindi shishe ika amono kutean. Kavono kwa kuna mauka kadweita. Kwa mana firu firu. Kwa mwona na irongo, kwa lando katikwa na kae, yonu meno kwa ota indene itakuhurako.
Ya, kwa tame gana ingaka?
Ande kuhara, ande kuhara, ande radio.
Mm-hmm.
Soti ike,
yeah.
Onda hala, soti kwa onda hala ukale, kehike siku atupopi nangwe mongodi.
Mm.
Galikana.
Yeah.
Nditare mei kutame galikano liyo emono, andi
kutame. Kana gamewe, ondu. Ondo, ondo tilo nguwa kukari kana tate. Tote antumono ya shololi songwe. Oh. Ah, De tilo nguwa kukari kana na. Ne tapandikia kazimo jwa jiha lande wu. Antu kezimbo shaye kumono otaye mpura kucha yokulipeni. Ndeo yenga nohote kukulukira ini mayanje na monjo kanango. Oh, ay. Kave na pava amwa.
Kave na pava amwa. Natu kalinga kucha what is going on.
Yeah.
Ay. Oh, ndete kutopa. Papa yenge jako.
Mhm.
Nandi kupandure shashi oi kuholi na futi kwa.
Mhm.
Opo pike straight end point.
Mhm. Uh-huh.
Ucha ano masi kitu na unona. Uno kwa chaulinga anyo o haka kia o maunji po kotnuro.
Mhm.
Ya kukenu unima tawia paifa kukiembe ya kukiashike kukiane. Tio mepia ne ilia mena siu siru.
Mm.
Mara ne iho tine paise ilia siya mena onuwete kuchapifuwa kopora. Oto tamiku kuchaye. Paifa mondi nume. Kusun nume nuka waka. Oto yeterege problema kumbadaru.
Shiri shiri.
Ya. Nandu wete kucha onu note kushindi. Maro ushi kucho uno mafufu tehepa mwe. Tawala ombada.
Mm.
Unifaike urume nwoye po shiku cha. Oh, hai. Goda si mingi hino, hape andika kare mwanae.
Hmm.
Mondoro. Maro sasa si hino, pangelo tutari kwefa. Aiye. Wazengono nekende na tangwe pangelo oriku. Oriku landura. Shasho nungono wazengo e pangelo. Keshe. Keshe wambide nika.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
Tangune.
Eo, yeah, Watatinash country, thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about puberty. Most we're asking the question of whose responsibility is it to address the elephant in the room? Is it our responsibility? Is it another person's responsibility? Whose responsibility is it? To teach and talk about puberty. Now, the conversation we had with our previous caller was an important one. And basically, we were just talking about, what puberty is, and we were talking about what the youth are doing, and then we were also talking about ourselves, and then we were also talking about menstruation, and then we were also talking about the counting of the pills in order for you to get your menstruation, and if you don't get your menstruation, that's how you know. But all in all, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the responsibility of, the conversation around the body. Now, I feel like many of us have so many conversations that we are supposed to be having. And many of us have missed so many conversations that we feel we needed to have. And then we blame our parents. Like, I feel like we low-key hate our parents. The way we go on about the things that we were not told and taught by these people and them, it's as if we don't know that our parents are who they are. Ha! The way you find somebody that is raised by two soldiers saying that, yeah, I was never shown love. I know how, yeah? You were never in danger, friend. You were never in danger, not immediate danger anyways, or an outside threat from outside. And you had a roof over your table, and then you are saying like, yeah, but they never showed me love. Hey, guys, that was most them showing you love like that. I think at some point we just have to understand that our parents are the way they are, and we choose most now to be the types of parents we are, or the type of guardians or elder siblings or younger siblings that we are. So there are certain responsibilities that I feel we as a society have upon the younger generation. But truth is, right now, in all honesty, when I look at all of us, right, there's nobody that can come here and tell me which are, they've had the puberty conversation. I feel like we are all on edge about sex. We're all on edge about pregnancy. We're all on edge about HIV, that we forget other conversations. It seems as though there's nothing else happening in somebody else's life apart from those three, the big L's. Yeah, those three. They're the only major league things that we talk about, but we don't talk about puberty. But whose responsibility is it? Are we expecting the teacher to teach our children about puberty? Is it what they get paid for? Is it part of their curriculum? Or do they also just focus on the big L? It is the HIV, it is the pregnancy, and it is the sex conversation, right? Like, I feel like we all think that it's somebody else's responsibility to have that conversation. And then we don't talk about it because we expect somebody else to talk about it, or we expect somebody else to have spoken about it already, and our child or our children are in the know-how or in the know of what is happening to them. So we just have to tell them about what could possibly happen to their bodies if they engage in activities of a coitus nature. I feel like all of us are so worried about this teenage pregnancy and this HIV and this omidaro. You understand? Coitusing. We're so worried about that because so much can come from it, right? But what about the body? Did your parents talk to you about your bum? Because me, I know nobody talked to me about nothing. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Nobody spoke to me about my body, nothing. And also, I was also part of the ignore the things, generation. Like, yo, there's nobody that can ignore body things, ne? More than my mother. Like, even right now, when my daughter is popping the ngumuturus, right? Me and my mother is like, we cannot see. Everybody talks about them. Me and my mother, birds of the feather. Me and my mother is like, we cannot see them, my dear. It's like, oh, every time somebody says something about it, it's like body shaming for us. Like, we're like, hey, don't mention those things. We even say those things like we are ashamed or something. And I can say that it's not my mom's fault that she's the way that she is. But what's my problem? To be honest, Anne, what's the deal with the matriarch? What's her problem? Because she's most now the liberal one. She's the one that goes and talks these big things on radio and talk a big game. So what's wrong with me, guys? Why am I addressing the elephant in the room at other people's houses, but I'm not addressing the elephant in the room in my own house? What's wrong with me? Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this quick breather.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuro olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konoraheta tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konoraheta tu natu mbali oheta tu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Handay at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be. Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you.
Good evening.
Queen Mother?
Yes, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
How old are your kiddies?
My firstborn is 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have 2 6-year-olds.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. How did you have a conversation about bodies with a 14-year-old? Because I guess she's growing.
The only conversation we had
mm-hmm.
was when she sent me to Clicks to pick up the tampons and whatnot
mm-hmm.
for the first time.
Uh-huh. So how did that go? Oh my God. Super large, heavy flow, what? Scented, unscented?
No.
There's so many varieties.
I was lucky enough. Mm-hmm. There's a lady, I didn't get her name, that works in Clicks Oshamba.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there, I told her exactly my problem.
My problem. My God.
And then she told me, apparently, no, because you don't know if it's light flow, heavy flow, whatever. But first you have, after bike, when I will pick up a combo for you, mm-hmm. but first go to the pharmacy and then get the painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, what painkillers for? Listen to me and then go to the pharmacy.
Oh my God. Like, what, isn't it a natural process? Is it painful? And then you went to the pharmacy and went to ask. Tell us the story as we want to hear.
Okay. When I went into the pharmacy, I have a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That blossomed into a woman.
Uh-huh.
She started today, and then somebody suggested it, that apparently I must get painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you suggest a good painkillers for her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the pharmacist there by self-medication
mm-hmm.
Told me, you need this at least, or she gave me two boxes
mm-hmm.
to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
She must use this now, and the next month, and she must use the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I went to Clicks, I was already everything was already packed. And then
The lady there told me apparently I must unwrap things. I was like, woman, I'm scarred for life. Yes, you can make fun of me, okay.
What did you get exactly? What was in the combo? So you got pads?
There was light flow and heavy flow because I don't know how. Come on.
Oh my god. I feel like this is the most uncomfortable conversation, because parents usually move this conversation of what's happening to your body to don't have sex, you are gonna get pregnant.
That's the one thing. But I think from there, we had a distance, a small distance bond between us. From there, it was like, so dad is comfortable with me. I can tell him anything.
Uh-huh. And then now you're just hearing and you're like,
Yeah. So, like, we have this credo, right?
Mm-hmm.
A credo where, my kids are three.
Mm-hmm.
I call them my tripods.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told them every day, Kucha, we are one.
Mm.
But we are not the same.
Yeah.
We get to carry each other.
Mm.
Oh. That's our credo.
Mm-hmm.
We are one.
And be quiet.
We get to carry each other.
Mm.
That's who we are. Like, I speak English.
Mm.
Imagine my kids.
Mm-hmm.
last year July, I had an accident, a terrible one that almost took my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving from the coast, and then there was a little bit of convoy, this other old man driving a Land Cruiser with a bumper grill, that ugly bumper grill.
Yeah, that one, the heavy one.
He was trying to overtake the convoy, and then there was an oncoming traffic.
Mm.
I don't know if he checked well or what. He slammed right into me between the seats, between the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my car rolled. I was in the seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
It rolls like twice, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home. I told you my kids are bullying me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. My son comes like, Dad, I had you in an accident. I said, yeah, but I'm okay now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
he was waiting for you to heal.
No.
So he can start.
No. Wait for the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
If you die, who gets your car?
I don't know what it is. Even it, like, I don't know what it is with Ununau Matine. Like, bruh. Me, like, I'm getting the same thing from my son, ne? Like, he's literally on that level of, oh, that trouser of yours is nice, Tate. When you die, I'm like, hey, guys.
I'm like, I'm in pain,
man, please.
But then, I have to thank God, I have a family that loves me more than anything. It's all my dad's family. It's in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually in South Africa. They flew me over. I think I almost blew a kidney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was like walking like an old person.
Yeah.
I was bent over.
Mm-hmm. Like,
for 6 months, I was bent over.
Why?
Yeah.
My goodness. Going through a lot. 2024, we are glad it's over. My goodness.
Yeah. So that's happened. So like the bond I have with my kids, I think it's top notch. I never introduce anybody to my kids.
Of course, that is how it's supposed to be, because you have to be absolutely sure and go through the true vetting process before you can decide that, you know what, I'm comfortable enough with introducing this person to my children, because also whether it works or it doesn't work, I introduce them to an amazing person.
Like the whole adjustment, like they need to adjust to this person.
Yeah.
And then the toxicity that comes with the person that comes into our personal space.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Of course.
Yeah. So now, I told them, listen, the theory of it, you are a puzzle. Every piece fit together to create who you are, people. Like I'm preparing them, just in case I'm not there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys must be there for each other.
Yeah, please must be together to create the person that they are tomorrow.
Mm.
Do not, under any circumstances, should you borrow money to your sibling. Do not.
You are teaching them the real life things. You've got a real guide.
Yes, do not. Like most relationships I've seen failing today.
It's money.
Because of money.
Yeah. And it's not even only just borrowing. It's also
make sure that when your brother needs some money.
Yeah. You are giving, not borrowing.
Give them money.
Yeah. Not borrow.
Without expectation.
Of course, because those expectations are the ones that brew hatred.
Make sure that this place I created for you people, this house is yours. Do not put it up for collateral.
Yeah.
This is your house. This is your safety net.
Yeah. This is where you come when the world has beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, life can kick you around and then kicks you again when you are down. This is your safety net. It's not on anybody's name. But it should be on somebody's name just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
But then it's not his or hers.
Yeah.
It's for you. Yeah. And then when after when it's all said and done, you come here and then worship at whose altar or whatnot, and then you go to your brother and then clean his place, clean his clothes, and then buy him clothes. I know the boy child suffers a lot.
Yeah.
Like I told this my firstborn Kuchano said, baby, you got this. In my absence, I want you to be my eyes and ears.
Of course.
And then she was like, this is scary, Dad. This is very scary. Yeah, like I'm only 13. I'm only 14. I'm only turning 14. She's actually turning 14, come July.
My goodness. But then at least your children are ready. You know? In the face of fear, at least they'll know what to do. And I feel like many of us are so afraid to have a proper conversation around anything that we somehow think otekara condition. We think nothing can happen to you when you're coming from work here at Eagle FM at night. Nothing can happen to me. I'm going home safely.
Yeah, but I think we don't get to be told about this.
Yeah.
Right? Any parents that fails to prepare their kids about their death has failed as a parent.
Well, a lot of failures.
I'm telling you.
But I think also you have to be prepared as a parent first before you can have the death conversation. Because sometimes we are going through life knowing that our things are not in place yet. And we are scared to talk about it. Because when we talk about it, it's like putting it out there into the universe and so shall it be. So we keep quiet, right? But it's not supposed to be like that.
There's so much going on out there in the world.
Mm.
I'm telling you that, if you come home in one piece, that's a blessing.
That's a blessing. Every single day, that's a blessing.
Yeah. And then if you don't prepare those little ones, there's a blueprint already prepared for this kid. Like, just in case I'm not here.
This is what you do.
This is the number you have to call.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have that with my mom. I have that with my mom. I know exactly where everything is. I know who to call and where to go, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just stepping into that. As a mom, I'm stepping into that right now. And I feel like there are just so many things that I have to discuss. Like, you can hear most. I'm running away from my 8-year-old's breast, guys. Like, I'm pretending I cannot see them. Like, I cannot see it. And the worst part is that every single person that is close to us, whether it's their grandmother, or whether it's their other grandparents, it's everybody, the aunt there, everybody is noticing them. And for me, I think I'm just so afraid of having the conversation about the boy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to start there. And that's why I brought it to radio, guys, because how she's only 8.
You can say that it's only that age and that only time. But then when the reality starts to settle in.
That's the thing now.
You see, when the dust started to settle,
mm-hmm.
that's when the reality kicks in.
Okay. Yeah. And my son talks about death so nonchalant, right? Like, he has some idea of what he needs to do. We've always attributed his wisdom to the fact that he's named after a very, very old man. So he's got those old man tendencies. Like, So he's got those old man tendencies. Like, you know, he runs around a lot like a child, but then he also has like the things that he talks about, right? It's like old man type of things. So the other day he was praying and he's like, oh, I just, God, I'm praying that at least, mommy and tate must live long enough so that I can graduate and then I can have my own place and my own family and my own job so I can take care of my sisters and then we will not suffer. I'm like, this child. Like, oh. And he is 9. Oh, like, when you guys die, I'm like, oh, he's more comfortable around the fact that we are not going to live forever than I am.
So this is the exactly the same thing I'll be like. Like, when you are at a dinner table,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you fill your plate, everything that you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
We don't waste food.
Yeah.
Other people are suffering. They go to bed hungry.
Mm.
Be thankful that you have something.
Yeah. And be grateful for the person that goes out every day to make sure that something comes.
Yes.
And doesn't guilt you and doesn't blackmail you and beat you because of the things that they do for you. They do it gladly because they love you.
The exposure that I give this to people, like my firstborn, right?
Okay, trainee, ko eh, ka recruit.
Recruiter. Atuma kostoa.
Of course.
E no kakarata kombanga.
Of course.
No pina yako.
Yeah.
Manga mendiri mo shadow yae mui.
Mm-hmm. Don't check, eh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the shop. This is the list.
Yeah.
Buy this, go to the counter, and then
swipe.
You get money, you get cash back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do this, you do this, you do this, and then you put everything in a trolley, you take your brother, and then you come back. I'm just in the limelight there checking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in the shop there checking, like, I don't know if death, reincarnation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back and then check them. I don't know about that.
I feel like maybe you'll be a tree. I think in your reincarnation, you'll be a tree at your house. The mango tree. You'll be the mango tree at your house. Because, you know, a tree just goes through its seasons. But if it's a big enough tree, it hovers over the entire house. So we know every single story inside the house. So I think you'll be a tree. I don't think you'll go far, girl. Become a dolphin. Ah, no, you're not, no. You come back as a tree.
Like, one thing my daughter told me, apparently, or something I don't like. Apparently, I'm helicopter parenting.
The helicopter parent, yeah.
I was like, where did you get those words?
Yeah, why am I the helicopter?
Like my sister during December holiday last year.
Yeah.
She told me apparently, no, load off my kids into Andapoka bus.
Oh my God, okay. No.
Okay. No. Not a problem. A problem.
You just drive behind the bus.
Send us the money.
And you put in petrol and just drive them yourself.
No, I did not do that. I contemplated on
but like, it was a thought.
Yeah. Like I've seen the Puka buses.
Yeah.
I've seen their drivers.
Yeah.
I've seen how people are being loaded.
Mm.
And then I checked the
in
Bailey.
In particular times.
Yes, I checked Bailey and then I checked Intercape.
Mm-hmm.
With Intercape, I just go with my throw and then the pillow around the neck and then I'll be like, you know, I don't care about the prices. I'm loading off these kids into Intercape.
Yeah.
For at least they are safe
mm-hmm.
in their own designated seat. Yes.
You sound like us. I know.
Okay, no, like, I
we'll just drive them.
For as long as those kids get their comfort and nobody's bothering them. Have you seen at the parties how Uncle held our kids?
Yes. Like, that's exactly where sexual harassment comes from, first of all. Comes from the dirty uncles.
I cannot sleep peacefully knowing that my kids is on somebody's lap all the way from Mundangwa
until to no, you cannot.
No.
Mm.
Like, I'd rather pay $7,000
mm-hmm.
for the comfort of my own kids.
Yeah.
And then knowing that they are safe.
Yeah.
It's safety comes first with mm-hmm. me.
Safety first.
So that's it. Yeah, safety first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like when you are at the party, when your people are around, make mm-hmm. sure that you be my parents, you be the kids' parents when I'm not around.
Mm-hmm.
Buy them food. Don't let anybody touch your food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make sure that your brother and your sister eats well.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it from there. Only then you can eat when you know that they are eating.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. So
oh my goodness. I hope when you pass away, right? I hope that your daughter will be in her 30s and your children will be headed towards the first part of the 20s.
Yeah.
Further than that would be amazing, but the threshold is at least
It's gonna be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I feel you on that one. The one thing that I'm trying to teach, my son, I think it's because my son and I have gone through the motions together. He was most my saving grace. Oh, my youngest daughter, the only thing she's teaching me is patience. Ha! Patience! But with my son, it has been a saving grace. I had to teach him I don't have. I had to teach him I don't have right now. I had to teach him it's too expensive for now. I had to teach him you will have to wait. I had to teach him all of that. And this is something that I'm trying to unteach him right now when I'm a bit more comfortable in life, because he's the type of kid that goes into the shop and he's like a mathematician, right? He's got like distinctions in mathematics, ne?
Oh.
I'm telling you, and then you ask him what he wants to be, guys. I want to be a police officer. Oh. I'm like, oh, we're not trying to to discourage him from his dream, but distinctions like science and mathematics, ne? He's like a distinction child. So when he goes into the shop, right? He reads the toy's name and then he checks on prices, and he always comes back with a he's a little manipulative, ne? He's like a con artist. So he comes with that. Oh, I know, mommy, this is very expensive right now. Like, this child, you know, he comes with that one. It's $99. It's a very cool toy. It's a what? He's like that. But he acknowledges when things are expensive and when things are outside of the budget. But it's not limiting him from not asking. I'm telling you. Like, no matter what, he will ask that one. He would rather have a no than go home without asking, and then I could have said yes. But he's also the same person that he doesn't really like to share. So what he does is he knows that sharing is what you're supposed to do. So what he does is he incorporates everybody in getting something. So if we go into the shop, he will incorporate everybody into trying to get a toy from me so that he doesn't have to go and share his toy. Yeah, and even when we go out and it's just the two of us, he will get something for his siblings so that they don't have to play with his things. Like, to be honest, it's not a sharing thing. It looks like sharing. It looks compassionate, ne? But he's doing it for the wrong reasons.
Being considerate.
That is not being considerate, my dear. That is so that nobody plays with his things.
Yeah,
because he will have to share.
Thinking outside
the box. He's a young artist. Then you find the middle child. The middle child shares with no one. The middle child, you guys can go out and spend your whole money, and she enjoys it, and then she goes home nothing. She doesn't even think of, oh, let me get Elu and Mikaela something. Never. Never. How? Never. And Mikaela is one, so she's just happy to be here. Like, I'm just happy to be part of the party, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like, And then now I'm asking, this middle one, I worry because she is so independent, right? She's the type of child that you can say that I don't have right now. I'm going to buy for Mikaela because she's the baby and she needs this. And she's like, okay, you know, it doesn't bother her. Or it is Elu's turn to get something and we are buying for him and you are getting absolutely nothing and we're going to walk out of the shop and you get nothing. And she's like, okay, no problem, mommy, because next time it's my turn. You know, it's like, lovely. She's more like me. Like, she's, at all. Nothing. She can wear the same shoes, ne, year in and year out, ne, and she will never ever complain about it. Because she's like, I always get my chance when it's my chance. I also get when mommy buys for me. You know, it's not a problem for her.
Firstborn.
Firstborn is the same person that, why is Natasha getting? How? Even if he got yesterday. Okay, so Natasha is getting that one. I say, so Mikaela is getting that one. I'm like, how? This child. So he's like that.
I'm like, when you come from school with your report card.
Mm-hmm.
Your report card determines what you will get.
Of course.
If you did good,
mm-hmm.
I'll be good to you.
Of course.
I'll be good to you. And then if you are not, then, so I think there's a little competition going there. And then like my son will be like, Dad, come on. I'm your son.
I'm your only son.
I'm like, those are the girls.
Now with us.
Like with them,
mm-hmm.
like, if I have to put them on a compassionate scale.
Yeah.
I think my son is more like me. He's well observant.
Mm.
Like he will look at things and then will be like in a few minutes he'll be like, who was that?
Mm.
Why didn't you get their number? I was like, what is your problem?
And Ricky, like, why? It's too soon, man. Yeah. You're not my friend.
You know, like the firstborn is just there, like, co-parenting.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get salt. That we didn't get salt. We need paprika. We need what?
Yeah.
We need what? All those sort of things. Can we get fish today?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Can we get just anything? But she's in a hostel.
Mm.
Like by the time she comes, you'll be like, why don't we have vegetables?
Yeah. You know, she's like the matron of the house.
Mm.
Like, what's happening here, guys? Like, and how have you guys been living?
You know, like, my son was playing in the street.
Yeah.
And then we finished eating, and then he came back, and then he found us finished eating.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, when did I become the family dog?
Or the one that gets the leftovers. Well, if you're not here at dinner time, my dear, that's what you're expecting to happen.
No, I was just coming from my room into the corridor.
Mm.
And then he was like, when did I become the family dog? I was like, no, seriously, like, I know I could, whatever life throws at me, I could face anything. But life without my tripods, I don't know.
They give you a sense of purpose, man.
I've been through it all. I've been through it all, and then.
Like, what was your firstborn to you? Teacher.
No. I was like, I was just growing into it. Everything. And then comes my second.
What did she come and teach you in your life?
Appreciations about life.
She came to show you, Nekoja, hey guys, life is nice.
This is me venturing into adulthood.
Yeah.
And then her mother is someone warm, kind, understanding, and then she's present.
Mm.
Like she would come, I would be like, we don't have this, and then we don't have blankets for her, and then she needs a throw. She'll be like, can you handle all those things?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. Okay, see, don't worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son is very observant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would go to the holidays, and then he'll be like, Dad, why do you love me? And I'll be like, it's evident you are my son. Like, I have to love you despite everything. Why does mom... No, I don't want you to worry about anything I said. Like, why does mom say that you are a bitter disappointment?
A what?
Bitter disappointment.
Who is a bitter disappointment, the father or the son?
Apparently, I am bitter disappointment.
You are the bitter disappointment to her.
I don't know for what reason I didn't read into it. I'm the kind of person that if you throw things at me, this is not me, that's you.
Yeah. This is a reflection of how you feel. It's not mine. So I'm not going to pick that up.
This is the person I sent my kid with a bag full of clean, nice clothes.
Mm-hmm. And he comes back.
But are they his?
I was
there at Washamba, and Washamba can be full.
Mm. And you stand in the queue?
No, I'm just there standing by the taxi rank waiting for my son to come out of one.
Mm.
And then by the time he comes up, like, okay, can I get it?
3 to 4? I thought it's only women that feel like that.
You go to Master Price and then throw in a small t-shirt and then a trouser, and then you throw everything in the bag. You rush home.
Yeah, so that he can look better.
No, when we walk there, like, nobody cares. Like, this is, like, that's you, not me.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
Like, I chose the high road.
Hmm.
like I'm a better person, a better partner. I'm sending a message to the child. You are sending a message of hatred.
Yes.
I don't live there.
Mm.
I live somewhere else where love and feeling good doesn't have to cost
anything.
Anything at all.
Mm.
It's the comfort zone.
Mm.
It's lazy, it's everything, but that's where we live.
It's happiness.
It's happiness. It's everything that you feel. You need to feel every episode of How I Met Your Mom.
Of course, every single one of them.
Every single episode.
And you know what the pleasure is with children, right? Children grow up and then they see who's the least active parent.
Who are they?
Yeah. They do. They grow up and then they see it for themselves. You don't have to say anything.
Like I used to think, like, if you blink.
Mm.
No, this is not for you. This is for the listeners out there.
Like yeah.
My brothers out there and my sisters out there.
Mm.
If you blink, the next day, that's an adult.
I'm telling you.
If you blink, you don't get a second chance. You don't get second chance.
You don't. You know what is my biggest concern or my biggest halo that I have on my head right now is that I have other people's childhood in my hands. Like literally. I am the master of somebody else's childhood. Right now. So if I don't have my life together, if I don't have my things together, right? They are going to be sitting in therapy one day saying my mother. And I never want to be the topic. I never want to be the topic. And if I'm going to be the topic, let me be a topic about things I can't change, like maybe my character or my personality, but it cannot be the decisions that I've made. Let it be about where I come from and my traumas, right? That I have not identified, that I live with, that maybe bother them to some degree. But it cannot be because I made bad decisions. It cannot be because I put them in compromising situations. It must not be that one. I don't want to be the topic in a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a social worker's office. Ha! My mother! Eh? My mother was just bringing men home. My God! My mother exposed us. You know, like, I don't want to be Eminem's mother, guys. I don't want to be Tupac's mother. No.
Yeah.
You know, if they are going to be traumatized and going to go into their own life paths. Yo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like in all honest truth.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are worth every ounce of effort.
Mm.
That it takes to come to become the person who you are today.
Mm.
I mean, like the healing, the unlearning the boundaries, the quiet night and honest reflections, special the reflections.
Mm.
You are worth it all.
I'm kidding.
You keep showing up every day when you are sick. You keep up showing every day when you are happy. You keep up showing every day.
You don't check out. That is what I keep saying, right? I keep saying that as a parent, what we need to do is show up every single day, guys. Like, we have to be there through it all. Like, whether you are happy, even if your mother died, you still have to be somebody else's mother.
life doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop because you are feeling some type of way. It doesn't stop because it doesn't stop. The show continues because there's just somebody that's waking up that is saying that there's no milk for cornflakes.
You see?
Yeah.
Ha! And then you are there like you like with me, you have to compromise with the flowered milk.
Mm. Yeah? Cremora?
You put it in water and then you pour it quickly and then you stir it quickly and then you pour
my dear
into the conflict.
But there is a substitute, my dear. There is a substitute, and who thought of substitute? Dad. Why? Because it's not about you guys being comfortable and all of that. It is just about making sure that you guys eat. If it is not nice, you will not eat it. So he makes sure that you guys are fed.
My biggest fear, right? We almost don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Something my girlfriend, actually grandma, my grand, addresses.
Yeah.
The absence of the woman in my life.
Yeah.
Is the biggest impact on my kids.
Yeah.
Like, Grahams were like, you are raising those kids without
and a woman.
A woman in your life. I know how you do things. You run here and then you run there. You run me. You take me to Venduk and then come back. You take care of your house and then your kids and then everything. And look at you, right? Somebody will die in their 30s and then people will be like, this person haven't lived a day.
Yeah.
Now look at you, and I look at you, and then there's nothing at all. I'm not gonna be alive forever. And I think you're not living up to your potential. And then that hit me hard like a shovel. Like, I'm like, I don't wanna make mistakes.
You and me in a male form. Like, I don't want to traumatize the kids. With this, my love.
Please. It's between you and me.
Yeah. Right?
People's emotion can be seen as paper.
Yeah.
There are circumstances in life and everything that comes with that. Can it's unpredictable as a roll of a dice.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've seen how people treated me when my parent died. Do you know who pitched in? A complete stranger.
Who found you crying?
You see? And then he gave me a place in his home and then his heart and then gave me a sense of belonging.
Yeah. Like photosynthesis.
I am who I am to be because of him. Yeah, you'd be like... And Dad, we need the money for photosynthesis. Oh, here's the money, my son.
I get it.
It's fine. Yeah,
but you have to. But you have to get there, right? You have to get there.
I know. Like Karungo, if it's not for me, right? I don't want it.
Yeah.
When you pray for things that you want. This is not for you. This is not between me and you. This is between the listeners. First thing before you ask God to bless you with the things that you want.
Make sure that you are ready for the blessings that you want.
Ask God for preparation.
Yeah.
Do not find yourself in the position where greatness locates you and you have nothing to do with
it. And no idea how to handle it.
See?
Mm.
Preparation.
Yeah. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Exactly. My sentiment, exactly. I mean, like, prepare. Like, if you ask for rain, be prepared to deal with the mud.
Yeah. And sometimes it just takes everything away.
I've seen people blessed with money they could, like, and then they went crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen people go into good relationships. I could, like, oh my God, why not me? And then they screw everything up and they'll be like, at the end of it, when they are standing there, they'll be like, I let a good woman go.
Yeah.
There was a good man in my life, but then I let it slip away. those are the things that I don't want. When greatness locates me, I'm not looking. I'm not desperate.
But I also don't be blind,
To the truth, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know that, like, I'm just there, like, if it happens.
It happens.
If it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I'm cool with it. I'm okay with everything that comes with.
I think one of the biggest problems, especially as a parent, that is going to dive into the dating pool, right? The biggest obstacle there is being a parent. It is not an obstacle in a bad way. It is an obstacle in the sense of you need to shield these little people that depend on you for protection. They are more important than everybody else.
Yeah, like I sit them down. Right? Like from time to time when we are not like, I mean like, look at everybody in this room. Like, you are important to each one of you people. And to me, I wouldn't put anything or anybody else in the world above you people. Like, I'm happy. I'm blessed to get to have you as my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if...
Maybe when they are a bit older.
No. I have to start now.
Will you get other kids?
If I get another kid, that's extra. That's a bonus.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know what has been my fear? My fear has always been, I come from a household where my mom is one of those children that has her own dad, and the rest of the siblings have their own father. Right?
Okay.
And now I've got two biologicals, right? And each one has their own dad. My biggest fear is them having partners. Because right now, the two biologicals, right, they're crazy about each other because, you know, they have the same mother. Now, when the other one gets another one, then it's me and my what is same mother, same father things. And like, I just, like, it is a fear. It is a fear because I've watched the way my mother has been treated. By the family. I've watched how she has been an outsider, you know? An outsider in a sense of it's not the same mother, same father kind of vibe, you know? And that is something that I don't want for my son. So that's now exactly every day I'm dodging. I'm dodging. I'm dodging. Birth control, what? I'm telling you. So I don't know. Maybe that's something that I also have to deal with, because it has always been a conversation of how we raise the children, right? But at the end of the day, I'm an amazing person. But I'm also just siblings. I also just have siblings that are just not amazing. Some of them that are just not amazing. And we are raised the same way. So where did they get it? So what if I have a child that's also like my siblings? Not Tilara shield. They go, oh no, it's my same mother, same father. Where should I go? Oh my God. But at least he's bigger than everybody. So he's like an uncle.
Elizabeth, what I've learned so far in life.
Yeah.
If you can change a situation, right? The perception of it, that's what you need to change.
You see, our biggest like the fact that we're a home situation, guys.
I'm telling you, like, remember, most of our stress comes from the way we respond to the life around us.
Yeah.
See, if you choose to be quiet about it and then view things from a different perspective, in a spectrum per se, right?
Mm.
And then you choose life to run its course.
Mm.
You pick your side. Once you pick your side, you know which I know. Listen, this is into my life. This is not to me. The perceptions of it,
mm.
That's what defines the kind of individual that you are.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything else in between, that's just a bump on the road and whatnot. But that ain't your life.
Mm.
You just have to navigate yourself. Like someone told me that apparently smooth seas doesn't make it skillful sailors.
Hmm. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe I can just make a hella big gap between all of them so that nobody is a partner.
No.
Just a big gap. Yeah? The other one is 9, the other one is 1 now. So when this other one turns 7, so that they have just nothing in common, everybody is just their own person. Shashi, when they are too close to each other, there by age, they become friends most. Just like Natasha and Elun, inseparable. Yeah. These two are inseparable. Those people can beat up somebody and then come and cry that the person tried to beat them.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. So, maybe if I just gap them nicely before I hit menopause. Oh, no, to trying. Oh, no, man's space or money. So that these two older ones are more friends. Then the small one can just be Okanaka Mamimos.
Yeah. But, okay, fine. In my case, okay, fine. Okay, you can laugh all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, judgment from you doesn't bruise me, my ego or anything.
Don't worry about it. Because I judge nicely. I judge with a smile. Nah,
you are never nice. I go to my grams and then told her like there's a person that changes everything about me. I was just listening to the radio the other day and then there's a person on the radio that changes everything about how I see things.
Mm.
Right? My son is my biggest savior.
Yeah.
I walked on my fiance being intimate with somebody else and then I just picked up my son and then never looked back ever since.
Yeah.
I've realized, Kucha, some wars are not worth fighting for.
Yeah.
If you let anybody to come between our space, I'll choose to walk away.
Of course.
If I let somebody to come between our personal space.
Mm.
If you walk away, I will totally understand.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my grandmother that there's a person on the radio I know nothing about and then change my perceptions on how I look at life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the radio that know nothing about you and then tells you, Kucha, you matter.
Oh.
I'm like, you know, like, but why would you listen to somebody? Like, what if they are not real? Like, I don't
know. What if they are not real? She's as real as they.
And inspiration comes from different forms and sizes. It can be in a book.
Yeah.
What if it is written by a machine? Obviously, it's by a machine, but you have to believe it.
Yeah.
So is the Bible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. She was like, okay, fine. I want you to be the person that you are today. I'm thankful for who you are. You grew up to be one fine young man.
Amazing. Top tier. Top tier, my dear. Top tier, my dear. What is the new concept that is walking around? High valued man.
high valued man, apparently.
Yeah, high valued
man. And then my son came from school, and then he's telling me apparently he's an eligible bachelor.
He's a looker, that guy. Because it's not every 6-year-old that gets that compliment, huh?
He comes from school. Like, I'm telling you, this guy is clean. But then him will go play around the block and then he'll come. And like clean you, up. You can look at like.
Does he play clean or what?
I don't know. Oh. There are those people that doesn't get dirty. Yeah. Like, I think he's one of them.
Nah, like yeah.
Coming from school, he'll be like, I'm an eligible bachelor.
Of course. Like, because you look the same from 7 o'clock and 1 o'clock. You just look the same, like nothing happened. All of us are struggling with everything right now. Oh wow. I wish my son had that quality also. Because as we are preaching.
He comes to school and then he's carrying the sister's bag as well.
Of course. Oh.
Like when they come from the bus, he'll be like carrying the sister's bag. I'm like, that's how you should be. Look after your sisters every chance you get. Mm. That is your best friend. That's the person that you need to relate every single day. Not the world outside, not the people out there. That's the person you're in competition with.
Mm.
Yeah. So now they're at Grimm's. I think they are getting old school.
Love. Oh, they're getting old school love, my dear. Taka chaya, taka ninga shike. They are hearing stories and lighting fires.
The fireworks are okay there, like they are a lot. I think they are just getting spoiled. I know how Grams is.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like there's a boy that takes care of the place and mm-hmm. he got a meet and everything, and then they will be spoiled. They'll be like, we want to go to Grams like when holiday comes.
Yeah. They know where the bag is. They know where the real bag is. They know that this guy is just our guy for here, but the real bag is the other side. The real bag, there, that side. Oh my goodness.
No, actually, this is the second time, them being there. My sister wants them again, and like, I'm just have to fight between Grams and everything. So I know that my cups overflows when it comes to grandmother.
That's good.
I receive all the love I can get.
And I think your sister is also doing a good job. She's stepping in as like.
The problem is she works. In another country. She only comes for the holiday.
And when she comes for holiday, she wants you reunions. You're like, that took you longer?
Like, if she calls, mm-hmm. I ship them off.
Could I go, my dear? She's here.
Yeah, that's the only time. When she got them for the holiday, I was going through under an operation in Johannesburg.
Mm.
Yeah, like it was a blessing. So when I wake up, like she shipped them there to South Africa as well.
Oh, and what type of family members are you having? What is this?
No, like in South Africa, we live in East London.
What's that?
East
London or KwaZulu, ne?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
like we have a vineyard there.
What's that? I know this. Wow. And the yacht.
it's actually big.
No, we don't have a yacht. We just have a couple of helicopters. Gupta. No,
we don't have that either. It's just like
vineyard.
We do okay.
When you say shipped off, you say fly Namibia.
Yes.
Of course. Look at this one, obviously, as we drive, hey.
No.
Come on, no, it's too far.
You get a call, and then, like, somebody get a call, like, go pick up by O.R. Tambo, there are people coming.
Mm.
And then the driver goes there with a kombi and
picks you guys up.
And then I was like, those are my kids. That's my sister. I was like, how did you? I mean, hello.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so.
My nephews and my nieces must. I mean, I don't know about you, but okay. We are grateful for what we have and who we have.
Obviously.
In our corner.
I have to thank God for that every single day. Every single day.
That's wonderful. Ewa Nankero, check you tomorrow.
Same time, same place.
Forever and a day, and don't forget you are important, you matter. El kuku also.
Yeah.
Kuchatso tunara nai.
I'll convey the greetings and everything that's good.
All right, beloved.
Bye now.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our program. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to continue the puberty conversation tomorrow, because today we've only had 2 hours, but it was impactful. It was beautiful. It was lovely. See you again tomorrow.